So thank you for tolerating me so far. Actually, today we have a topical class. The topic, Sadhu Sangha and Asat Sangha. Already two speakers spoken, two Swamijis, in fact. His Holiness Yadunandana Maharaj and Kadamakanan Maharaj, they amazingly spoke about the importance of Sadhu Sangha and why you should have a Sadhu Sangha. So Yadunandana Maharaj asked me to speak on the same topic, and I was giving him lots of argument why shouldn't he speak on this subject matter. Whatever argument I gave it to him, I was absolutely defeated. So I thought, okay, I have to surrender. I'll try to summarize what they have said. So here I am. Please place me so that I can say something useful. I don't have any knowledge that I can express. So please place me and so that I can say something useful. So today I've chosen a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Actually, there are lots of verses talks about the importance of Sadhu Sangha. So I've chosen one verse from Madhilila chapter 22, verse number 54. We have it on the paper. So maybe we can chant together. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastre Kai. Love Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hai. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastre Kai. Love Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hai. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastre Kai. Love Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hai. If anybody wants to. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastre Kai. Love Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hai. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastre Kai. Love Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hai. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastre Kai. Love Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hai. Matajis. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastre Kai. Love Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hai. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastre Kai. Love Matra, Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastre Kai. Love Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hai. Okay. Maybe we can do word by word translation. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. Association with pure devotees. Sarva Shastre. All the revealed scriptures. Kai. Say. Love Matra. Even for a moment. Sadhu Sangha. By association with a devotee. Sarva Siddhi, all success. Hoy, there is. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The verdict of all revealed scriptures is that by even a moment's association with pure devotee, one can attain all success. Prabhupada by Srila Prabhupada. There's a very small purport, like only one sentence. According to astronomical calculations, a lova is 1/11th of a second. So maybe I should read the next verse. Next verse has quite a longer purport. I'll just read the translation and purport. The value of a moment's association with devotee of the Lord cannot be compared even to the attainment of the heavenly planets or liberation from matter. And what to speak of worldly benedictions in the form of material prosperity, which is for those who are meant for death, purport. There is a quotation, this is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 18, verse number 13. This verse concerns the Vedic rites and sacrifices performed by the great sages of Namisharanya, headed by Sanaka Rishi. The sages pointed out that association with the devotee for even less than a second is beyond the comparison to 1,000 Vedic rituals and sacrifices, elevation to heavenly planets, or merging into the existence of the Supreme. Maybe we can all chant together. Please encourage me. Om Gana Trimindharsa Gananjana Shulokaya Chapshur Mitam Jena Tasme Shri Gurube Namaha Shri Krishna Mano Bhistam Stapitanam Chaitna Utale Swayam Rupa Padamayam Padatikam Padantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavantam Sagyupam Sagrajatam Sagana Lagnatam Vishnantam Chayantam Aradaitam Sarvajutam Sayanam Sayantam Nitya Chaitanya Devam Ekadha Krishna Padakam Sagana Lagnatam Shri Vishakitam Tam Chayantam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanevya Vaishnavevya Nama Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we can see from the verse itself emphasizes the importance of Sadhu Sangha. Actually, Krishna manifests himself in this material world so many different ways. And some of those ways are considered by Shastra to be more profound than others. And one of the most profound ways Krishna manifests himself through the Vaishnavas, devotees of the Lord. And this is brought out in Srimad Bhagavatam when Yudhishthira Maharaj spoke to Vidura before he went on pilgrimage. He said, Bhavadi Vihud Bhagavata Stirta Bhuta Swayam Vibhu. He said, your holy place, personified, your Tirtha, yourself. Why? Because you carry the Supreme Person of Godhead. So devotees, they always carry the Supreme Person of Godhead within their heart. Krishna, in fact, told this to Durvasa Muni. He said, Sarva Haryam Mayam Saduham Ridayanta. He said, I fully manifest within the heart of my pure devotee. Thus, it's clear that Krishna actually is within the heart of pure devotees. So it's very clear there. They carry the Supreme Person of Godhead. Thus, we should take advantage and we associate with devotees. So, thus we get an idea how important is devotee association, Sadhu Sangha. Actually, the association of devotees is one of the most foundational principles in the progress of devotional service as described by Lord Chaitanya in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya said, while he was instructing to Rupa Goswami, he described this process. And while he was instructing to Sanatana Goswami, he also described that in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Lord Chaitanya listed out 64 different types of activities which make up devotional service. It's like a package service. Like when our devotee, they go out for book distribution, when they meet somebody who's very interested, they try to give them a package, whole package, like Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Devotion, Krishna book, higher taste. It's like a package of Krishna consciousness. So Lord Chaitanya gave us 64 different items, actually things that we can do in order to please Supreme Person of Godhead, Krishna. First of all, he recited 59 of them, and he came to last five, and he said, these last five are particularly important. They are the topmost activities in Krishna consciousness one can do in order to please Supreme Person of Godhead. There is a very beautiful verse actually in Chaitanya Charitamrita, also in the Madhilila. Sadhu Sangha, I don't know the meter, I never heard anybody chanting this verse with meter, so it goes like this. Sadhu Sangha, Nami Kirtan, Bhagavat Sravan, Mathura Vas, Sri Murti Sradhaya Sravan. So Lord Chaitanya said these five are the topmost activities in Krishna consciousness. First of all, Sadhu Sangha, the association of devotees. Then he said, Nama Kirtan, we must chant the holy name. And Bhagavat Sravan, we must hear Srimad Bhagavatam and related books like Chaitanya Charitamrita, like Bhagavad Gita and so on. And he said, Mathura Vas, we must live in Mathura. Vrindavan, Mayapur, or Jagannath Puri. It basically means place where devotees are living and Krishna is in the center. Everything devotees do in order to please Krishna, and Krishna is in the center, not TV program or Facebook or football, cricket, whatever. But rather we want Radha and Krishna in the center, not who are the famous actor and actress? I don't know, sorry. Tom Cruise, perhaps. Or Angelina Jolie, whatever. We don't want them, but we want Radha and Krishna in the center. So we can see, actually, like as Lord Chaitanya was describing, the five topmost activities of devotional service, he locates Sadhu Sangha in the number one. Why Sadhu Sangha in the beginning? Because it is in the context of within which all other four activities go on. Sadhu Sangha is the foundation. If we associate with sadhus, then all other activities becomes easier and it becomes nicer. For instance, when you do Nama Kirtan or chanting, when you do it in association with devotees, we feel very happy. It's very nicer. Recently, I was traveling North America and North Europe for 2 months, month and a half. As I was traveling, I was chanting my japa. Of course, I had to have a promise. But I wasn't feeling very satisfied. Sometimes even I was chanting some extra rounds, 32 rounds, 40 rounds, but I wasn't feeling very satisfied. But as soon as I came back to temple room and I'm chanting with other devotees, I was feeling very, very happy and easier, you know. Then I thought, wow, how important is devotee association in our Krishna conscious life? So I realized actually it's very important. Without association, everything becomes difficult. For instance, when you actually study Srimad Bhagavatam or books written by Srila Prabhupada in association of other devotees, when there is a discussion of different points, then devotees, they give their insights from different perspectives, then it becomes like, it goes to different dimension. It becomes like enlivened. Everything becomes so clear. Devotees see from different perspectives. So actually, even Srimad Bhagavatam, when you read, is good to read in association of devotees. Then Mathura Vas is, when you go to holy places, it's good to go with devotees, because devotees, different devotees has a different realization. We can hear from devotees that they are expressing their realization in different ways and relate to different pastimes. How, like, devotees are appreciating the pastimes of Krishna in holy places. So we get very much enlightened with the association of devotees when you go to holy places like Vrindavan, Mayapur, so on. So as Lord Chaitanya said, actually these five activities are so essential. Actually, they're all important, but these five are particularly important. There is a very beautiful verse also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It says, I can't remember the verse, but I know that I can tell you the gist. Actually, in the verse it is said, if one performs one of these activities in the association of devotees, if one doesn't know how to do it, and what different technical points like how to do it, why am I doing, and so on. But if one does, and have a firm, like little bit faith on them, least not committing offenses, it can elevate you, elevate us to the level of bhava, which is part of prema. Wouldn't it be nice to come to the platform of bhava? Of course. So, yeah, so it's very essential, actually, that this we perform these activities. Then number five comes Srimuti Shraddhaya Shravan. We must, with faith, of course, with faith, we must serve and worship the deities. Like here we have Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, Lalita Vishakha Devi, Jagannath Baladev, Subhadra Maharani, and Gauranita, Giriraj. So we must serve them with love. Yeah, then actually, now I remember the verse. The verse goes like this. Sakale sadhana shrestha e panchanga. Krishna prem janme e pachar alpa sangha. It said, these five limbs of devotional service, shrestha, sakale sadhana shrestha e panchanga. These five activities are the topmost. Shrestha means topmost. The base activities of among the all activities we can do in devotional service. Then said, Krishna prem janme e pachar alpa sangha. Even a slight. Alpa means slight, just a moment. Alpa sangha, even a slight, just a slight, even a slight performance of these five wakens our Krishna prem, Krishna prem, Krishna prem janme wakens by slight performance of one of these five activities. So we can note one thing in regard to today's our subject matter, sadhu sangha, how important it is, as Lord Chaitanya is describing in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Srila Rupa Goswami said in nectar, also nectar of instructions, Srila Rupa Dasamitra emphasizes these five activities. Sadhu Sangha, so we get an idea how Sadhu Sangha has an importance, special importance, actually, because it is, as I said, it is the context of within which all other activities, all those four activities go on. Like, for instance, Sankirtan. When you do Sankirtan or chanting the one you go out for Sankirtan, Sam, even the Sam word itself means, Sam means together with others, not with myself alone. So Sankirtan is also like in association, we should perform Sankirtan in the association of devotees. Sometimes as I was traveling, I saw some places, one or two devotees, they are going out for Harinam and book distribution. So like I was asking one devotee, actually he went alone for Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan, Harinam, in a train station. Then I was talking to him. It was in Vancouver last month. And he was saying, I didn't get anyone, but I need somebody. I don't feel inspired, you know. I just met him on the station that day. He said, I need somebody to help me, you know. I can't do it alone. Tribhanga Prabhu. So he said, I need somebody, you know. So it becomes easier when you associate with other devotees and do Harinam. It's very difficult to do alone. Some devotees, they can do it, but it's not very easy. At least for me, when I go out for book distribution alone, I feel like I'm lost nowhere. So it's good to go with other devotees. So Bhagavad Shravan, as I mentioned, like it's good to study Srimad Bhagavatam with other devotees. So Sadhu Sangha is very powerful and very valuable. Without having association of devotees, all other aspects of devotional service cannot be performed. It's not my statement. Srila Prabhupada said that. It's a very, very important, and we must be with the association of devotees. So the association of devotees plays a very important role in our Krishna conscious life. It is really foundational principles in everything we do, even chanting our own japa. Now I'd like to make a point in general sense that how association plays an important role in our day-to-day life. It is also addressed in Nectar of Instructions. And the point is association in general, not just in Krishna consciousness, but in our day-to-day life. And what to speak of spiritual life, how actually association affects our consciousness. We are influenced by association. There is a saying, whoever we associate with, whomever association we take, we will be influenced by that. In fact, we will become that. Like, if we associate with a smoker, we will become a smoker. If we associate with a thief, we will become a thief. If we associate with Hare Krishnas, I'll shave that guy's. Those have a funny hairstyle like Chico's. One day we'll become one of them. This is what happened to me. That's sitting with Hare Krishna's funny hairstyle, guys. So you can see it has a very important significance. It is very significant in our life. Actually, there is a very beautiful verse in Nectar of Devotion. It is given by one very unusual person whom you don't expect to speak the truth. I mean, in terms of truth and spirituality. This is spoken by, anybody guess? Who that would be? Hiranyakashipu. We don't expect him to talk truth, you know. He's you know, his title is the best among demons. What a nice compliment. Oh, best among demons. He's best among demons. Hiranyakashipu said, "My dear son, the association is very important. It acts just like a crystal stone." I guess we all know what crystal looks like, right? "Which will reflect anything which is put before it." This is a very interesting point, isn't it? Hiranyakashipu is talking how association can affect us. Why is he saying that? He doesn't say that to establish to that we should associate with good persons or devotees. He's saying this point to Prahlad Maharaj so that he doesn't associate with devotees. Then he'll become a devotee. I think he got it right. And Prahlad Maharaj did that. And he became a great devotee. So Srila Prabhupada would, even our Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, sometimes he would refer some kind of English saying like association in general is so powerful and it can actually bring us, like he said in one lecture, because of devotee association, maybe we are not a devotee now, but if somehow or other we get an association of devotees, we will eventually become a devotee. As I said, if you associate with thief, you'll become a thief. So if you associate with the devotees, you'll certainly become a devotee one day. If not this lifetime, there is a hope, maybe next life, but you'll become a devotee. It's a Sukriti-like account, you know? So it's like a spiritual account. When somebody comes contact with devotees, they get Sukriti, you know? They get, because of association of devotees. Devotees, actually, they're giving association to others because they're carrying Krishna. So we must not underestimate the importance of association, how it can actually affect us, our day-to-day life, and our Krishna consciousness. We must be very careful whom we associate with. So now, I would like we should appreciate in general sense how association is very important and very powerful. And I like to make one point in this regard. There are two parts in association. One of them is receiving association, and other is giving association. When you associate with other people, we receive association and give association. Like, for example, when our devotees, Sankirtan devotees, they go out for book distribution, they may be in the middle of Brussels or London or Vancouver, whatever that may be. When they go out for book distribution, they actually go there to give association. They are giving Krishna to others. They are not taking association of worldly-minded persons. Those are materialistic. They are giving Krishna. And they are giving association to others. When they come back to the temple or place where they live, they feel very enlivened. They don't feel like broke down or distressed because going out there and living Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. So, when they come back, they feel very enlivened. In fact, they feel more happier. Why? Because one may say, well, they were out there. They are associating with all these materialistic people. Actually, no, they are not associating. They're not receiving their association. They're giving their association. They're associating with Krishna in a mood of giving Krishna through others. So it's very important. And receiving association, if one receives association of one materialistic person, if one gets the materialistic consciousness from them, And that, even getting association or receiving association of one such type of personality or materialistic person can be too much. Sometimes we have experience when we go and visit our family or friends. We can actually experience it. How important is devotee association? It's very valuable. It affects our consciousness, our every activities we do. So, we should be very careful when you associate with others, when you associate with worldly people, we should give our association, not receive their association. It may damage our Krishna consciousness. The association of devotees is so important and valuable. Even Krishna himself likes the association of devotees. Actually, there is a very nice description in Srimad Bhagavatam, certainly in 9th canto. I'm not sure the chapter number, perhaps chapter number 4, while Krishna talks to Durvasa Muni. I guess chapter 4. Yeah, sure, chapter 4. Krishna actually, he was saying how sadhus, they are residing in the heart of devotees. He says, Sarva Hariyam Mayam Sadhuham Hridayantam. He said, I am in the heart of my devotees. And they are in my heart. There is a very interesting pastime with Durvasa Muni and Ambarish Maharaj. Perhaps you all know this pastime. This is very interesting. Durvasa Muni is a very interesting character who likes cursing people. So one time, Ambarish Maharaj, he was observing Ekadasi. And he was doing Ekadasi, very strong vow. He wasn't eating, he wasn't drinking. He was just chanting the holy names. It wasn't for him. He was doing it for the benefit of his citizens. So he wasn't doing it for himself. So when the time came to break his fasting condition, suddenly Durvasa Muni came in. And Durvasa Muni, when he came in, it's a very custom. When a guest comes to your house, we normally receive them with sweet words. We give them a place to sit. We give them something to drink. We give them something to eat. Because these are very customs, you know. Like when a guest comes to our house, we must do that actually. If we don't have anything to give them, like for eating, at least we should offer them something to drink. If we don't have anything to drink, then we should give them a place to sit and some sweet words. If we don't have anything to give, even if you don't have any place, then at least some sweet words. So this is very custom. Normally it doesn't happen nowadays. When somebody comes to our place, we incline to say, can I talk to you later, Prabhu? I'm a little bit busy now, if you don't mind. So this is not a very custom, actually. Very custom is to receive them. And you know, give them something, you know. So Durvasa Muni did, Ambarish Maharaj did that. Because he is a very learned person. He knew he had to do that. So and when the time, and then he was asking Durvasa Muni, please come in and sit down, you know. Is there anything I can do for you? Would you like to eat something, you know? Then Durvasa Muni said, yes, I like something to eat. Actually, I'm hungry. But I'll take shower first. I'll take bath before I eat. This is also kind of like traditional, like one should take shower before, not should. One can take shower before, should be clean before he honors prasadam, because he's honoring prasadam, not eating. So it's different because prasadam is Krishna himself. So Durvasa Muni said, okay, I'll do something, but get ready, I'll be back in a while. Get ready, please, I'll be back. So, yes, then Durvasa Muni went to take shower. And Ambarish Maharaj was there, and he was, then the time came to break his fast. Ekadasi condition, normally when we do observe Ekadasi, we have to break our fasting condition in certain time. So Durvasa Muni going to take some time, then Ambarish Maharaj wouldn't get opportunity to break his fasting condition. So he asked local brahmanas, what can be done? This is the situation now. What can I do? Then a brahmanas suggested him, actually, you can drink some water. It wouldn't be offense to your guest that you have eaten something before he eats. It'll be okay. So Ambarish Maharaj, he did that. Durvasa Muni, he has some mystical power. He understood it. that this man, Amrish Maharaj, ate something before me. He was so angry, you know. He ate before me. You know what he did? He took one hair, hair from his hand, and put it on the ground, and he created a fiery demon to kill Amrish Maharaj. Can you imagine? We shouldn't be like that if somebody eats before us. So, Amrish, there was someone who did that, you know. Krishna, what kind of personality is that? Anyway, so the demon was trying to kill Amrish Maharaj. Since Amrish Maharaj was a devotee of the Lord, then Lord sent Sudarshan Chakra to protect Amrish Maharaj because he was very dear. As Lord said, they are within the heart of devotees. Vidayantam, they are within the heart. Then Sudarshan Chakra started chasing Durvasa Muni. Lord didn't like, you know, to give a trouble to his devotees. You know, if somebody gives a trouble to his devotees, Lord doesn't appreciate that. So Sudarshan Chakra started chasing him all over the universes. Then finally, Durvasa Muni came to Lord Narayan and he sent her unto him and begged, "Oh Lord, you are the most merciful. I am the most fallen. Please forgive me. I did this to Amrish Maharaj. Please forgive me." Lord said, "No, no, no. I cannot help you." Can you imagine? You meet Lord Narayan and you go there and ask for forgiveness. He said, "No, I cannot forgive you. What other hope do you have?" Is there any hope for us? Yes, there is. Certainly there is. So, then Lord Narayan told him, "I cannot help you. You offended my devotees. You offended my pure devotee. I do not tolerate that. If somebody offends my devotees." Then, I have no... Actually, he said, I can't remember the Sanskrit term, but the verse goes like this. He said, "I have no power to forgive you. I have no ability. I don't have any power to forgive you. Only way you can be forgiven, if you go and beg, take shelter of my devotees." Can you think of one example we have also in Krishna book, 10th canto? Somebody offended Krishna and he couldn't approach Krishna directly. He had to go to his devotee. Anybody remembers that? Here you go. Lord Indra, he offended Krishna actually. He couldn't approach Krishna. He had to go through the devotee for forgiveness. You know whom did he approach? Suravikau. Because Suravikau was very dear to Lord. So, if we commit offenses against Lord, there is a chance to be forgiven. But if we commit offenses against the devotees of the Lord, we don't have any hope. Actually, Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, "My devotees will be never vanquished." And he said, sorry, I cannot remember, forgive me. So it's very important that we associate with devotees, you know. I'd like to read one verse from the 9th canto. Lord, the Supreme Person of God has said to Durvasa Muni, Brahmanas, he said, "I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent. Because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires, I sit only within the cords of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee, even those who are devotees of my devotees, are very dear to me." Well, of course, in a sense, the point is not directly association as such, but in a broader sense, how the devotees are dear to the Lord, even Lord himself relishes their association. It's very important. The devotees are so dear to him. And Lord resides personally within their heart. Lord cannot forget a devotee for even for a moment. Like, can we have an example from our Shastra where somebody was a devotee of the Lord and got liberation or went to Vaikuntha? Can anybody give me one person name? Yeah. And also from the fourth canto, there was the mother of Dhruva Maharaj, Suniti, right? And also Agasura. Actually, there's a very interesting point. Vishnu Chakravarti explains this in Madhurya Kadambani, how... it's not in Madhurya Kadambani, somewhere. How Agasura went back to Godhead because he was so much devoted to Putana. And the mother of Dhruva Maharaj, she wasn't a devotee, you know. And she was you all know the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj, so I don't want to narrate this whole pastime. Dhruva Maharaj, as he was offended by his father, he went to his mother and saying, "Mother, my father did this to me, you know. He did this to me, so I want to show him a lesson. I want a bigger kingdom, you know. Then how can I do that?" Then mother replied to him, "I don't know, but I heard. If somebody wants a bigger thing, they ask God. Why didn't you ask God?" Then Dhruva Maharaj was saying, "How can I meet him? Where can I see him?" Then she, "Well, I heard people, they go to forest and they meditate there and they see God." Dhruva Maharaj just turned back. He didn't wait for even for a moment. And he just went to the forest. And finally, he got the darshan of the Lord. And he became a very exalted devotee. So when the time came for him to go back to Godhead, his mother was still living on the planet. Then the Vishnu Dutas came, you know, all kind of very beautiful aircraft, you know, came, not Air Brussels or British Airways, by the way. If some beautiful airplane comes, you know, so watch out, it may be from Vaikuntha. Never know. If it's British Airways, you can forget that. So, when the airplane came, and he was saying, "Wait a minute, where's my mother? I don't want to go alone. Where's my mother? She did so much for me. She helped me indirectly. Although she wasn't devotee, she didn't tell him, wake up 4, come to Mangalarati, chant 16 rounds, follow 4 regulative principles, attend Guru Puja, hear Srimad Bhagavatam. She didn't tell him all this, but she just told him, you can go to the forest and you can meet Krishna there, you know? So, then the point is that then Dhruva Maharaj was saying, "No, she means so much to me, you know. I cannot go without her." So, "No, you have to," he was saying, Vishnu Dutas, "No, you have to take my mother. I'm not going alone." Then they said, "Okay, Dhruva, don't worry, you know, we'll take her, you know." Then they took her also. Then Dhruva Maharaj was saying, "Where is my mother? I can't see her. Where is she?" You know, then they said, "Oh, don't worry, she's another plane, you know, that old nice plane, you know." And he looked at and he saw that she was also coming. So my point is that sometimes we may not become, maybe we are not a devotee of the Lord, but somehow rather we become a devotee of the Lord, then we have a hope. We may get an opportunity to go back. For instance, we cannot approach Krishna, but if we actually sincerely try to serve our Srila Prabhupada, our gurus, we have a hope. If we become a devotee of Srila Prabhupada and his representatives, then we may get a chance to go back to Godhead. So this is a very, very interesting point. It's very powerful, actually. By the mercy of devotees, we can attain Sarva Siddhi, all success. And also there is another verse in Srimad Bhagavatam 9th canto. Please forgive my memory one more time. I can't remember the Sanskrit term. Actually, it is said like, "Without saintly persons for whom I am the only destination, and I do not desire to enjoy my transcendental bliss and my supreme opulences. So, we can understand from this verse how devotees are play a very important role in Krishna consciousness. Even Krishna himself values the association of devotees. What to speak of us? Krishna himself values it, the importance of devotee association. Even our Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, when he would always stay in the association of devotees, even while he was traveling. In the beginning, of course, he was traveling on his own. But later, he started traveling with other devotees. It is not because he needed someone to keep an eye on him. It's not because of that. But to set a good example that we should always be in association of devotees. Srila Prabhupada did it in practice. Actually, to teach us, we should follow his footsteps. We should always be in association of devotees. How devotee can actually help us in different ways. And one of the ways, it is actually mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, devotees can be like a mirror. Sometimes we don't see ourselves. We may have some difficulties, we may go to different problems, but we don't know ourselves. We are going. So devotees can be like a mirror. They can see us, what we are going through. Devotees can help us to understand what is my real position. What do I need to improve on? And how should I adjust things in my life? And how can I advance? How can I serve? Actually, advancement in Krishna consciousness means cultivating serving attitude towards devotees. How can I serve other devotees? How can I really do that? So devotees can be like a mirror. Well, devotees, in association of devotees, actually, we purify ourselves, we get purification, we get mercy. Because after all, like the purpose of material existence is to purify ourselves. By associating with devotees, we purify ourselves. Devotee can figure out what we are going through, you know, what is my real problem, so they can help us out according to our needs. The association of devotees is so valuable because they are very dear to the Lord. If we can please a devotee, if we serve a devotee, Krishna will be pleased with us. Krishna will be merciful unto us. Krishna will appreciate us if we appreciate other devotees. Krishna will certainly shower his blessings because devotees are very dear to him. Actually, in 11th canto, while Krishna was talking to Uddhava, this is a very interesting point, actually, he made. He said, it is better to worship my devotees rather worshiping me directly. So this is very important that we take shelter of devotees. We appreciate devotees and we take their association. Actually, there is a very nice story in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's about Kalidas. We all know the pastime, but I'm not going to narrate the whole pastime. Kalidas, he was uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami. He's in the Antalila chapter, somewhere 17 or 18. Actually, how Raghunath Das Goswami, Kalidas, he got the supreme mercy from the Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of his attitude towards the Vaishnava. He had a very interesting schedule. Every day he will try to do three things for Vaishnavas. He will go out. He will travel around the different places. And he will try to find a Vaishnava and try to do three things. The first thing he will try to do is that he will try to serve them, not just to get a mercy. He will try to do three things. First of all, he would try to get some dust from their feet. This is very important. And secondly, he will try to get some water, which is being used to wash their feet. And finally, he will try to get some remnants from Vaishnavas, from devotees. So he had a very interesting schedule. One time he approached Jadu Thakur, Then he asked he offered Jadhathakur to his house. Then he gave some mangoes. He was asking Jadhathakur, Jadhathakur, may I take some dust from your feet? Then Jadhathakur said, no, you cannot. Then Kalidas said, why not? It is said in the Shastra, it is very valuable to take some dust from the Vaishnavas. Therefore, you should give me some dust from your feet. Jadhathakur said, yes, I know what is said in the Shastra. It's, of course, it is valuable, but the problem is, I'm not a devotee. So what's the point of me giving you dust from my feet? You should take dust from other people, you know, other Vaishnavas. I'm not a Vaishnava, you know, I'm not a devotee. So anyways, and Jadhathakur, he left it there. Kalidas left it there. He didn't say anything. When Jadhathakur left home, I mean, he was walking through the door, went across the front door, and there were some footprints over there on the ground, and Kalidas was rolling up and down, and he was in ecstasy. And he went outside, because he gave him some mango. Mango has skin and seeds. So he's going to eat mango and throw the skin and seed. So he waited on the backside, back of the door. Then when Jadhathakur finished his eating, then he threw the skin to the rubbish hole. Then Kalidas saw that. He couldn't control himself. He just dived to the rubbish hole and picked up those skins and seeds and he ate it. And he was in ecstasy. So my point is that we should cultivate this mood, not just to, we should try to get served, we should try to, not to be served, but to serve others, to serve Vaishnavas. We should be eager to please them, not just to get their blessings. Even in Bhagavad Gita, how do we inquire about the Supreme Knowledge? We, first of all, render some service, then we inquire. But similarly, we can try to serve them. We can cultivate this mood. And then we can ask for blessings. Mercy. Actually, in the Sisi, it is said, Lord Chaitanya gave him more mercy than he gave anyone else. Who? Kalidas. The only reason, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes, actually, the only reason Kalidas got the supreme mercy, because of his faith, strong faith on devotees. He had such a strong faith on devotees to serve them and to please them. This is what counts. So Kalidas got these supreme blessings, actually. So the point I like to make, how do we associate with devotees, you know? We should try to associate devotees in a spirit of servantship. We should try to serve them and, you know, like, try to help them. And like one thing, like one point I like to make is, I think it's very important, at least for me. How do you come to devotional service? Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur described this in Madhurya Kadambani very nicely. He brought up different points, how one gets to devotional service, how one comes to devotional service. He pointed out different points. What if one may come to devotional service by luck? Then he said, no, one doesn't come to devotional service by luck. Then he said, one comes to devotional service because of his previous karma. He said, no. If somebody does some activities, you know, some material, some kind of like educational, some charitable activities, one will get material results. But devotional service is not material. It's spiritual. So how does one get? Then he pointed out, it's a very interesting point. He said, what if by the mercy of Krishna? It sounds quite nice, right? One may come to devotional service by the mercy of Krishna. Then he said, no. One doesn't take up devotional service by the mercy of Krishna. After all, Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Samaham Sarva Bhutesu, he's equal to all. So he cannot choose Madhu Gopal Prabhu, he cannot choose Krishna Das Prabhu, he cannot choose Janu, because he's equal to all. He cannot leave all of you there, you know? Because he's Sarva Bhutesu, Samaham Sarva Bhutesu. So then he said, no, this is not how one comes to devotional service. Then he said, one comes to devotional service through the mercy, association of Vaishnavas. And in Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, actually if one associates with Vaishnavas, one ends up his material life. So it's very powerful. So valuable. The association of devotees is so valuable. It is more precious, more valuable, more even than attaining heavenly planets, liberation from material bondage, and what to speak of material prosperity. It's so valuable. So it is actually, there is a very beautiful verse Lord Chaitanya gave us in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhilila 22:129. He said, Krishna Bhakti Janma Hai Sadhu Sangha. Krishna Bhakti Janma Hai Sadhu Sangha. One gets to the devotional service, the root cause of devotional service through the association of Vaishnavas. Krishna Prem Janme Tena Janme Tena Puna Mukhanga. He said, Puna Mukha. Mukha means the prime, cheap. He said, actually, even if one's dormant love for Krishna awakens, still the association of devotees is important. Puna Mukhanga. Krishna Prem Janme Tena Puna Mukhanga. Still, you may have got like love of Krishna. Wow, love of Krishna, you know. But still, it is important. Lord Chaitanya said that. It is still important to have association of devotees. So, not having association of devotees can be very dangerous and can be very problematic too. Like in Srimad Bhagavatam, we see Maharaj Bharat. And since we don't have time, we don't want to go into the details. How Maharaj Bharat actually, he couldn't make it. He was an exalted devotee. He was associating deer. He ended up becoming deer. It is because lack of association. One of the reasons, actually, there are lots of reasons to describe in Shastra. One of the reasons is lack of association. Actually, in the association of devotees, we receive mercy. We get mercy from Krishna. This is our hope. And how to associate with devotees? We should try to cultivate, we should appreciate and serve the devotees. By serving, appreciating devotees, actually we become receiver for mercy from Krishna. If we appreciate devotees, Krishna will appreciate us. He'll be very merciful to us and he'll help us. All things we do in Krishna consciousness, we do it because we want to please Krishna, you know? But if we please even devotee of Krishna, Krishna himself, Krishna is pleased by pleasing Krishna, you know? So, we can try to please Vaishnavas. We can appreciate them. And we shouldn't, when you associate with Vaishnavas, we shouldn't try to be like fault finder. We shouldn't criticize each other. Actually, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, also Nectar of Instructions, it is mentioned, devotees, when they associate, they come in a mood of associating with each other, serving each other, helping each other, whatever way they can, according to the needs. If we criticize each other, try to put down each other, if we don't become merciful to each other, then we are in trouble. Actually, Lord Chaitanya said, those who are actually advanced devotees, they have one symptom, which is ninda sunnam. Ninda. Ninda means criticism. Sunnam means zero. Basically, they don't have any inclination to criticize others, to find faults in others. They try to actually help each other. Devotees, they overlook the bad things and they picked up the good thing from other devotees and appreciate that. By appreciating that, actually, you get the benefit. It is said, if we appreciate other devotees, if we appreciate their qualities, you get that particular quality by just appreciating others, not criticizing. That by, if we criticize others, we damage our Krishna consciousness. We lose, like His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj always says that. I like him very much. He said, if we criticize other devotees, If we grade other devotees lower, if we think ourselves is higher than others, if we think we are better than other devotees, from that day on, we are in the road of falling down from Krishna consciousness. Very amazing. It's very amazing. Devotees are so merciful, actually. So we shouldn't criticize each other. We should try to be ninda sunam. We should cleanse our heart. We should clean our heart and remove all the anarthas. It is like a snake. For instance, you're in your room. You're just about to go to bed, and suddenly a snake comes to your place. You're not gonna go to bed, right? If a cobra comes to your place, what are you gonna do? Either you leave the room or you'll chase out the cobra from the room, right? Because it's very dangerous. It may bite you. Yeah? It may bite you. So you have to chase it out. You're not going to go to sleep. You'll be in disturbed condition. Similarly, this ninda, the inclination of to criticize others, is like a snake. We shouldn't live within our heart. We should take it out. We should give it away. So the point I like to make is that when you associate with devotees, we should be like honeybee. Like in Bengali, there is a proverb: "One can gobore paddo phul." It means like one can actually pick gold even from gobor. Gobor means like, I don't know how to translate it. I don't know if there is any translation for that. It's kind of like from stool, if you like cow stool, cow dung. So one can pick even like potable. Cow dung itself is something auspicious. Huh? We use that. So anyway, the point is that so we should be eager to serve, and we shouldn't criticize each other. Even sometimes when we associate with each other, we talk, and we should talk about Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna, and we should glorify each other. Not to think, oh, what the other person did to me, oh, this and that, but we should glorify each other. Ninda sunnam. Then Krishna will reveal to us. Krishna will show us the path, knowledge. Then the Divigan will reveal to us. The tree's transcendental knowledge will reveal to us. Hridaya prakashita, within the heart, by the mercy of devotees and guru and sadhu sastra. Therefore, we must serve. We must seek the blessings and mercy from sadhus. Actually, devotional service begins when we appreciate with our devotees. Because you cannot just commit offenses, you cannot just offend other devotees and chant Hare Krishna and thinking everything will be okay. No. Holy name will punish you. Even the first thing in well, what are the 10 offenses? The first offense is to blaspheme the devotees of the Lord. The first thing, to blaspheme the devotees of the Lord. Those who have dedicated their life for the propagation of the holy name of the Lord. So we shouldn't commit offenses. We shouldn't blaspheme the other devotees. In association, we serve. What can I do for you, Prabhu? How can I be engaged in your service? But not to be served. Even Lord Jesus said in the Bible, I was reading the Bible the other day, it's very nice, like holy book. So I was reading, Lord Jesus was teaching to his audience. He was saying, we should try to serve, not to be served. Actually, he said, the Son of God has come to serve you, but not to be served. Even Jesus said that. So we should try to serve each other. This is our only qualification. We don't have any qualification to get Krishna, you know? So we should cultivate this mood to appreciate other devotees and glorify them, not to criticize them. Then we will become nice. Because Krishna is nice. Devotees are nice. By doing that, it will be nice. Actually, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya said, if you do two things, you'll get all perfection. He said, if you chant the holy name and do not criticize other Vaishnavas, so we can see how important it is. So we shouldn't criticize other devotees. We should try to serve each other and help each other and appreciate each other. In that mood, we should try to associate with each other. And we should glorify the Krishna and not to do asat activities. We should give up the asat activities. Then, if we do that, then only way we can avoid asat sangha. This is the only remedy. So I'll stop here. Time is over. I'm sorry for taking a long time. So if there is any question or comments or correction, please do so. If anybody wants to give some comments or correction, yes, Mahalakshmi Mataji, please. Well, thank you. Actually, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a very nice description. Srila Prabhupada, he translated this verse, sadhu means, actually he translated two ways. One time he said sadhu means with advanced devotees, other time he said with devotee. He didn't distinguish advanced or less advanced. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a very nice description. One time Lord Chaitanya was asked by the Kuligram Basis, they were asking him, who are the devotees? Then he gave three different answers to them. First of all, he said, one who chants Hare Krishna once in their lifetime, they are Vaishnavas, they are sadhu. And because even chanting Hare Krishna once in their lifetime, they are Vaishnava. Second time he said, they asked the same question second time. Then he said, one who constantly chants the holy name of the Lord is a Vaishnava. And third time, he was being asked the same question. Who is sadhu? Then he said, by seeing, if we see somebody, by seeing him or her, if we start chanting Hare Krishna, he's a sadhu. He's the topmost sadhu. Actually, there are different degrees, different levels, grades of Vaishnavas. Kanishta, Uttama, and Madhyam. But they're all dear to the Lord. They all. Krishna didn't say, Uttamas, they are very dear to me. Kanishta, they are less dear to me. Madhyam, they are little more dear to me. He said, no, all devotees are dear to me. So, there are different levels of sadhus. But we should keep in mind they're all dear to the Lord. So by associating even Kanishta, we also get Krishna. You know, we also feel inspired. So we shouldn't be like discriminate. Oh, this person maybe a Kanishta, this person maybe Uttama or Madhuma. But they're all dear to the Lord. And the association. Second part of your question: how to associate with them, right? Very simple, like Lord Chaitanya said, in a spirit of servantorship, we should serve. Sadhura hane kahe morai dan, Krishna preme kare kara Vaishnava savan. By serving them, we should serve all. So, is that okay? Is that enough? Are you on? Associated with different devotees, yeah, sure. Krishna, yeah. Well, Srila Prabhupada defines different ways, sadhus. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada, in fact, I guess, I looked on Vedavis, I think he defines sadhu more than like at least a few hundred times. Who is sadhu? He said that. Different time, he said different thing about the definition of sadhu. Yeah, there are different levels, as I said. We should associate like those who are like an act of instruction. It's very nicely explained how to relate to different kinds of sadhus, how to associate with them. We should offer, like Kanishta, we offer our respect in mind, and Uttama, we actually offer flat obeisances and things like that. Yeah. So, any other question or comments? I know it's time to go for prasadam. I'm sorry for keep waiting. Yes, please. Merciful and Yeah. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Very kind. Okay. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Sadhu Sangha ki jai. Gaurabhaktarinda ki jai. Hare Krishna.